Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 11th of May. I am joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, Molly Wright, Molly Middle Media.
Hello.
You're very good there. Very restrained, waiting for me to get it right before you spoke.
I just thought, I'll give her a minute. She'll get there.
Collect her thoughts, get it together, pull it all in, suck it together.
Yeah. You know what it is? By the time I get to Friday, my brain is fuzz from being so busy. So that's it, you know. It's just fuzz. And we are joined in the studio. Our guest today is the lovely Tanya Emery from Base Academy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming to join us. And, of course, Paul is here today.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
That's okay.
It is Friday, the 11th of May. There's no puns this week. Last week was so cool. 4th of May, and we were punning all the way through the show.
I think it was Ali and Amanda mostly.
And Mark just got something
as well.
That
doesn't surprise me.
But unfortunately, we have to tell you now, the listen again is not available because we had technical trouble and it didn't record properly.
Oh no.
Well, you can hear it, but it's awful.
Yeah, basically. It's not pleasant to listen to, so don't bother. Yeah. But it was fun. It was May the 4th be with you and lots of Star Wars puns. It was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, it's about 11th of May. It's the 11th of May.
I mean, I'm on holiday as of next Friday, so we'll get this Friday, you know, as the best we can, but it's all about next Friday for me and
then. So selfish. Let's just talk about yourself again. And it is the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show, and we want to hear from you, the listener. We've had a few hundred tweets come in. We're catching up with Paul's trillions. You know, we'll get there one day. But we do want to hear from you, the listener. So give us a shout on the Twitter at Bunker Extra. That's Bunker Extra with an X, not an EX. And use the hashtag BExtraBBunker. You can phone us in the studio if you so want to. Somebody one day will phone me. I swear. I mean, to be fair, they might phone and I just don't hear it ring because it doesn't ring, it just flashes. But anyway, if you do really want to be brave and phone us and say hello on the air to us, give us a call on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. See, they've got no excuse not to take it down now. I did really slowly so they could hear it.
I felt that like that went on forever.
Killed the time. Yeah, exactly. You can email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show, if you would like to tell us about an event coming up. We're all about the events here. We're about businesses. We want to hear about you, the business owners, and we want to hear about what amazing events are coming up. So let us know. Give us an email. As we did mention, last week's show, I was joined in the studio. We had our new member of the team, co-host Mark Goldfinch, and our guest was the fabulous Ali Hollands of Inspired to Change. It was a fabulous show, and I do apologise that you're not going to be able to listen to it because the recording, we had technical difficulties during the week, which affected the recording. But we will have Ali back on again in the not-so-distant future so we can hear a story, because we were talking all about, she's a solution-based hypnotherapist, and it was really interesting talking all about it and everything. So that's great. But if you know, want to hear also more about Ali, you can join us next Thursday at the Networkers Networking event, because she's speaking there.
She's a great ball of energy, and she's been doing Facebook Lives every day for a month, was it?
Yeah, it's been, it seems forever.
Yeah. So good for her. There's a lot of endurance to do a Facebook Live and to keep going at it and feel passionate about it every single day for a month. So good for her. I'm a big fan.
Fantastic. All the other shows that we do have, previous shows, you can find them on the Biz Radio website, bizradio.co.uk, and go on the extra tab, and all of them for the last few weeks have been there. It's been great. We've had some good shows.
Yeah,
loads of people on.
I have really enjoyed having Gemma in the studio as well, because Gemma is also a co-host.
I know.
And we rarely do a show. We've never done a show together apart from the first ever show and then the year anniversary. And it was really, really good fun.
Yeah, you're a nightmare. Pair of them together.
No, seriously. I listened back. That's why she's upset. And me and Gemma were just having so much fun, and it was just a really, really great show and a nice little celebration of just a year in. So
it was good.
It's nice to start with Mark as well.
And you're going to start your own show soon.
Paul, shut up.
It's a surprise.
Is it?
It's an announcement.
She hasn't announced it yet.
I haven't announced it yet.
Yeah.
Have you not?
No. Ah. But okay. Oh my goodness. So
that would only
no, no, don't tell anyone.
They don't need to know anymore.
All I'm going to say is that the details are yet to be revealed. So make sure you follow at Molly Moodle UK on Twitter, on Facebook, Molly Moodle Media, Instagram, or just search Molly Moodle Media on all of your social media platforms, and all will be revealed about the details of that. I mean, if I'm being totally honest, Paul, I have been a devil myself, to be honest. I mean, I'm the worst secret keeper as it is. People, I put on my social media, oh, a surprise is coming soon. People in the office will come up to me and go, what are you up to? I was like, oh, God, you know, I've got a show.
I don't tell anyone.
Yeah. It's a surprise.
So, yeah, but the details of
the reason I mentioned it is because people keep asking me when it's starting.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fun. But the details of it and what we're actually going to be talking about, I'm really, really excited about. It's a lifelong passion of mine that I've had.
Say no more. It's a secret.
No,
it
is, but I'm not going to give anything away, but it's something that I've always wanted to do and talk about, and to meet people who are going to tell me their story, but in a very sort of different context. It's going to be really exciting, so make sure to listen in.
Yeah,
so
that's the Molly Moodle Media EastEnders Omnibus Show.
Yeah. It is.
Shall we move on?
Yes,
we've got a short show, you know.
Yes,
we need to let other people speak and everything, you know.
Well, she's getting bossy now.
She is getting bossy.
But don't worry, listeners, she will be still here once a month to co-host the Wonka Extra show. So
exciting.
We're not letting her go completely. I have to have a laugh. I've just seen a tweet shout out from Tenterton Toilets, the lovely Laura, and it's have a good show, give us a shout out, and she's put a picture of a hedgehog with his head in a toilet roll. That's really funny, but cruel at the same time. Poor hedgehog. And I have to say, Laura, I visited your toilets, Tenterton Toilets, last weekend. I did. I was over there playing in the park, Bank Holiday Monday, and I needed to go for a wee.
So can I just say, me and Paul's faces are looking at you like, Amanda, where are you
going with this?
Yeah. I just want to say, I needed a wee, so I went into the toilets, and it was so pleasant to go into a public toilet that was spotlessly clean.
She said, I need the loo, we need to go soon. And I went, there's a public toilet over there. She went, I don't use public toilets. I said, it's one of Laura's toilets, and she went, straight over there.
There we go.
It was clean, smelled nice, lovely. So thank you, Laura.
We had a kebab and everything.
Oh, that's just,
in his dreams.
So she was in there a while.
In his dreams, he had a kebab. Anyway, moving on from toilets, let's talk about beauty.
From
toilets to beauty. We have our guest today is the lovely Tanya Emery from Base Academy. And Tanya, thank you for welcoming us today.
It's okay.
And we're going to hear all about Tanya now and the Academy based in...
Sittingbourne. Yep.
Let's start from the beginning, though.
Okay.
What got you into beauty? What did you do when you left school? Have you always been within the beauty industry?
Yeah, I was 8 years old and I was watching TV and there was a lady putting makeup on somebody. So there I was, said to my mummy, what do you call a lady who puts makeup on people? And she said, a beautician. Well, that's what I want to do. And from that day on, I never changed my mind.
Oh, really?
I've always felt, going through school, at the age of 16, coming up to leaving school, so many people didn't have a clue what they wanted to do.
Mm.
So they either stayed on, went on to sixth form, or they got a job in London in an office. I felt quite privileged that I knew what I wanted to do. So I was able to choose my options at school to get the right qualifications I needed to go to college, which I did. I studied at... I'd done my first year at West Kent College South Kent College, actually, in Folkestone. And then I transferred to West Kent College in Tunbridge and finished off my second and third year there. I'd done hair and beauty, although I've never really worked as a hairdresser. I mean, I cut the kids' hair and stuff like that, but I wouldn't class myself as a hairdresser. I have a certificate,
like,
but that's about all.
A mum title anyway. Yeah, I feel like every mum, you become a mother and they think, I can cut hair. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had fringe and bobs and all sorts by my mum. She's not to be trusted. Yeah. But.
I have a certificate, so I feel like I'm, you know...
Oh, I'd trust you.
Qualified. Yeah. I wouldn't, but you know. I've never worked as a hairdresser. But anyway, I left college, went to work in London for a couple of years to gain a bit of experience. But I always wanted to work on my own. I always wanted to be self-employed. So at the age of 21, I took on my first salon in Strood.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Brilliant.
No, but it's good because you're at that age, you're still brave and don't know and stupid.
It's actually the best time to start when you're young. Mm. And we I tell a lot of people that, because you don't have any other commitments. Mm. Yeah. If you start later in life, you've got family commitments and all other, you know, mortgages and all kinds of things that you've got to worry about, which makes it harder. Mm. If you start young, you've not got lots of booze.
And you've not got as much fear, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
You're just sort of going on your enthusiasm and your passion.
I can rule the world, yeah.
Exactly, which dwindles as you get older. Yeah. So I had my salon there for about 5-6 years. Then I kind of closed that down, done a little few other bits and bobs in the beauty industry. I was a rep for a beauty therapy company for a while. I didn't like that. That's the first time I ever done any training though. And I realized that I quite like training people, but I figured that at the age of probably early 20s, you're not really, I think with it training, you need experience and age. So I, like I said, dabbled in a lot of different, you know, fields in the beauty industry. And then after having the kids, I've got 3 children now. After having the children, I wanted to go back to beauty, but I could obviously just do it. It's a really good career in that respect. You can do it around your children quite easily. Mm. The kids go to school or nursery. You can fit a few clients in, or when hubby gets home from work, you can go out in the evenings and you've got the weekends. So it's quite a sociable and flexible career, really. Mm. Over the years, I've done loads of postgrad courses. Most of them have been fantastic, but I did go to one probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was shocking. Absolutely shocking. Really? I came out with steam coming out of my ears.
Okay,
we
want
so
more details of why it was shocking.
Really?
You don't have to tell us who it was.
Oh, come on. We need the gossip, Tanya.
All right. Well, you want gossip. Okay. It was an intimate waxing course. So for those of you that...
In Brazil, was it?
Brazil, Hollywood. Exactly. Yeah. And I arrived, and we was all supposed to take a model with us. So I'd arranged for one of my clients to come along and model, which is not an easy thing to ask someone to do. There was 3 of us on the course. I was the only one to turn up with a model. So my poor lady had to be waxed by 3 people, which is a big ask. And also, considering what you're doing to somebody, there was no hand washing facilities, there was no gloves to wear. It was the basic stuff. And literally, I came out of there and I was like, oh, I could do so much better than this. Mm. So that's
to be fair, I could have done better than that.
I would have given it a go as well.
But yeah, that's kind of where BASE was born, really. I said to mum and dad about it, and they said, well, you've always wanted to teach. Go for it. Mm. Obviously, I was that much older, and I did feel that it was the right time to do it. My partner was like, yeah, go for it, you know. So, obviously, a couple of years learning, obviously reading up, because there's a lot to becoming an academy. You can't just open up, obviously I had to go and do a teacher training qualification myself, which was quite hardcore, actually. You know, when you sit on the first day and you're like, what have I done?
Hang on a minute.
That was that. Finally got the email through to say you passed. Hallelujah. And then I had to sit and write training manuals. And I was sitting there thinking, where do you start?
So you had to produce all the materials as well.
Yeah, literally. And obviously to get your courses accredited, they have to be sent off to the accrediting body. They obviously have to make sure it's all up to their spec and what have you before they will give accreditation.
It's not easy, is it? There's
really
a lot of work to do.
And again, as usual, I didn't have a clue. So it's a massive learning process, as it still is. Mm. Like I say, we're down along Sittingbourne High Street. So again, location is key. It has to be easy to find. You have to have parking facilities or train facility, people to be able to get there. Mm. I'm just upstairs a shop, so I don't need a shop front, because obviously we don't do training in the window, especially for intimate waxing, obviously.
It's funny you should say that. Tanya, because there is actually a photograph of me in a shop front in Whitstable being waxed.
Really? What, yes. Intimately?
Intimately.
No. Yes. Where is it?
Yeah, what shop?
Where's
is
what?
This? Yeah.
The shop window, so I can never see it ever in my life.
No, there's a photograph of it.
Oh.
I've actually got a copy of the photograph.
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't want to see that.
Do you want me to check and make sure they was doing it right?
Yeah, no, that's you've got expertise eyes there.
Maybe what we need to do is what Paul has been doing on his show recently, mind bleach, moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It was for charity, I might add.
Oh, well, that's
makes
nice.
It all right.
Yeah, that's fine then. Yeah. So just going back to saying about writing, because this is quite fascinating to me that you actually had to write the course, because I'm just thinking, that's fine, you can just, use coursework that's already there. But I guess you wanted to teach it in your ways, in your words. So I didn't realise you had to create all of the coursework as well.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, when I was at college, obviously, lots of years ago, you had to go and do a full-time course. I mean, I'd done three years full-time, half nine in the morning, or 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, every day, Monday to Friday. And it was very full-on. We'd done anatomy and physiology up to A-level standard. The course was, you'd done a lot of stuff that you generally working as a hands-on beauty therapist you didn't need to do, but obviously you have to do them to get your qualifications. And the courses are not like that now. They're very much, you can kind of cherry pick what you want to do. Mm. So I feel that when I left college, I literally was a fully qualified beauty therapist because I covered the board on everything. I'd done every treatment. I qualified in every single treatment.
Yeah.
And again, the obviously now NVQ have taken over, and it seems to be a lot more basic. I mean, that's just my opinion, but they don't cover everything. Mm. A lot of the subjects that I had to do with college as compulsory are not on the syllabus now. So obviously that's where I come in. So all the girls that are at college, they can finish, they can get their NVQ level 2 or 3 qualification, but then they can come to me to do their postgrad courses on the things that they're not taught at college. But going back to the writing of the courses, mm. because I feel like my college courses were so good compared to what they get now, and again, a lot of the stuff I do is still exactly the way I was taught at college all those years ago. And also because I've been a lot of experience behind me now, and you obviously learn lots of tips and tricks and shortcuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the sort of stuff I wanted to be able to pass on to other people. So I feel that our training is a much higher standard. It's a much more, you literally will leave us and be able to go out and work on people the very next day.
Mm.
I've got three things that every course that I run, I want the people to leave with, be professional, competent at what they do, and also confident in what they're doing. I just want people to be able to literally leave us and go and be a therapist.
Yeah.
And be able to do it to the level that I'm happy with.
And that's the thing, is that confidence is such a big thing, because especially, you know, having your legs waxed, it's really painful. Mm. And you will have so much trust in the person that is doing it that they're going to do it right.
Mm.
So they need to be like overtly confident in that you're in safe hands for you to keep going back to them. And as we said before the show, word of mouth is the best form of marketing that you can do, because I will meet up my friends and they'll have their eyebrows done. I said, oh, who had your eyebrows done? Oh, it's my friend's friend. You know her? Oh, yeah. You go onto her Facebook page, you see her work, and then that's how people do it. And what's fantastic about it and the opportunities that you give is that girls, again, mothers, women who have had children and still want their career, can have a very fulfilling, sufficient career as beauticians. Mm-hmm. One of my really good friends, she's converted a room in her house, and she'd done all of the training, and she does tattoo eyebrowing, she does threading, she does everything, spray tanning, everything. And she can run her business with her kids downstairs. She'll get like, and then we'll come around and make sure they're okay. But she has her career, and she doesn't have to give it all up to motherhood and not feel like she don't have her own thing going on. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's why this is a nice career, because it literally can fit in through whatever stage of your life you're at. There's always room to do it. I mean, a lot of people have like converted sheds in the garden or like you say, a spare bedroom. A lot, you can be mobile.
Mm.
And again, you can earn so much more money working for yourself doing that than you can working in a salon.
It was really funny. I did quite a few things in schools, and I was chairman of judges on an entrepreneurs week a couple of years ago for a school locally. And there were loads of students there that had come up with business ideas, and without being rude to them, some of them were just crazy, stupid stuff, you know, really poorly thought through. Like, somebody had invented a TV screen with headphones that you could watch while you were walking along, and they were going to sell it for £5. And you go, really? And where are you actually going to get the technology from? And it was, we'll invent it.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. But there was a young lady there who was 16 years old, and she came up and she said, my business is doing people's nails. And everybody went, oh. And she said, yeah, I've trained and I've qualified in doing nails, but I don't have a salon or anything, obviously, so I go to people's homes. And everybody was tutting and all the rest of it. And she said, and I can earn £25 an hour. And everybody went, really? And she said, well, that's what I have been earning for the last year.
No.
And everybody, okay. And some of the teachers went, it's more than I get.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's true. And the thing is with beauty as well is that it's so continuous. If you have your eyebrows tattooed, you need to keep them going, and you need
I know.
No, but it's true.
Nails. Every 2 weeks I try to make it last. There's no point. You can't get past your 2 weeks.
Eyelash extensions are very, very popular at the moment. And it, like, most girls have eyelash extensions, and they need to be topped up because naturally those lashes go. So
every 2 to 3 weeks, so you have to come and have your infills.
And they're great businesses. They're great businesses. Mm. I spend a fortune on my hair.
Oh, here he goes.
Moving on.
It shows, Paul.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tanya, you've got a couple of events coming up.
I have, that you
want to share with us. So let's talk about those for a bit.
Okay. Well, if I can get my glasses on. On the 23rd of June this year, in Sittingbourne High Street, it's Carnival Day.
Ooh.
And it's always
Sittingbourne Carnival, huh?
Sittingbourne Carnival, yep. So the lady who manages the Forum Shopping Centre has very kindly allowed me to put on a fashion show in the Forum. Wow. Basically, what I do every year, I raise money for breast cancer care. And it's normally in the form of a tea party, strawberry tea, that kind of thing. But last year I raised just over £500. So this year I wanted to raise obviously more than that. Mm. But also I wanted to get a lot more local, smaller businesses involved. So I've asked a couple of independent people down the high street in Sittingbourne that sell clothes, a man's outlet and a lady's. And they're going to obviously put all the clothing, because it's helping their business,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm going to be showcasing some of my students. I've got a couple of girls that are absolutely fantastic at makeup. They've obviously trained with us, and this is what they want to get into.
Well, obviously, that's why they're so fantastic.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So, yeah, they're up for it as well. I've got a couple of hairdressers involved. So that's going to be the 23rd of June, about 1 o'clock we're looking at the moment in the Forum Shopping Centre. We're obviously looking to raise more than £500 this year. We're going to be selling tickets for a seat at the fashion show, yeah, with which will hopefully include a nice little goodie bag. We're obviously going to be getting some really amazing raffle prizes, again, from independent shops down the high street.
Brilliant, yeah.
And we're also looking at obviously doing the bucket shaking up and down the high street for the day. So, like I say, fingers crossed we're going to raise more than £500 on
brilliant.
That day. So, yeah, that's the 23rd of June. So that's the first thing I've got coming up. And then for the last 2 years, I've also run a competition called The Face of Base. So it's whoever wins the competition, The Face of Base, is my cover girl for the year.
Oh, wow.
So they go on all the social media posts. They go on the front cover of the prospectus, things like that. So we normally start that sort of June. We'll be putting posts out to, if you want to nominate somebody,
right,
if you want to nominate yourself, all you have to do is send in a picture. And then it's normally the 31st of July that closes. Then we have a week of voting, and then obviously the winner's announced, and then they come in, they have a makeover, a photo shoot, and then obviously the pictures are then put on. So that's sort of normally July, August time that comes up. So keep your eyes peeled for that one.
Fantastic.
And then another very exciting thing that's happening in September, we've got Katie McDermott from Love Island coming down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
She's a makeup artist, and she's coming down to Base on the 15th of September, which is a Saturday. And I've got 10 people, 10 spaces for people that want to come and spend the day. It's 11 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. You have a champagne lunch. Mm. You watch Katie do two different looks on a model. You then get a goodie bag as well with lots of her products in.
Oh, wow.
And you get to have pictures taken and all that sort of stuff as well. So that's really exciting.
That is really good. That is really, really good.
Exactly. So my 16-year-old daughter saw it on Instagram. And said, Mum, you need to do this. You need to do this. So for the last month, I've been emailing. And we've finally got a date. So the 15th September.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about that as well. And obviously, it's just lucky that, you know, she's a makeup artist and that's what we do. So
well, it works. It's brilliant. And a fantastic way to lift the profile of the academy as well.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So if people want to find out more details about all of these events, where is the best place for them to go?
Well, we obviously have a website, which is www.wearebase.co.uk.
So it's We Are Base.
Yeah, We Are Base. I've obviously on Facebook, which is at Beauty Academy Southeast, Instagram, Beauty Academy Southeast, or on Twitter, at Base Kent Academy. So any of those platforms, someone will get back to you.
Yeah, go get connect with them. That's fantastic. And just, it's one of those, again, subjects that we could go on and on for hours about. So how long has the academy been open now?
Only about 18 months.
Yeah,
so we're still really,
I remember
really
meeting
new.
You when you were just opening.
It's 18 months, which seems like, when I look back, I'm like, oh, it seemed longer than that. But when you say 18 months, it's not actually that long. But the last couple of months, things have been getting better and better.
Of course.
So,
it takes time to build up.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And obviously you have many students now coming through your doors
and we have amazing feedback. They all leave amazing reviews on Facebook and stuff like that, so it's really nice. It's really satisfying. And with the feedback, I always say to them, please be honest, because obviously I'm new as well,
exactly.
It's the way I'm going to learn,
yeah,
and to then go through it all and it's all fantastic. So yeah, my head grows a little bit.
Well, so you should. You should be proud.
Absolutely.
Of what you've achieved. You should be very proud, and it is fantastic. Yeah. So do check out Base. So wearebase.co.uk on website and obviously on social media. Yeah. And we look forward to, we'll have you back again a bit later on in the year to find out how it's all going and how it's gone, and especially with the fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And the, what's her name,
Katie
McDermott. Sorry, yes. I don't watch Love Island, I don't know.
I know her more for social media, her on Instagram. She's got a huge Instagram following.
Yeah, she really has.
And she's absolutely, she looks like a doll. Yeah. She's gorgeous and very naturally pretty, isn't she?
She's in the Caribbean at the moment, I think.
Oh, what a
mix.
She's
really brown as well, it's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't follow her because I just hate her even more.
Although we do spray tan in the base. So.
Spray tan, there you go, then. Learn how to spray tan. Yeah. Can you spray tan yourself?
Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. That is one of the best life skills that you can get.
Learn how to spray tan yourself.
Yeah, I would love to know how to do that. I might have to come along, actually.
You know where I am.
You know how pale I am.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing some of your story. It's been
lovely.
Great to hear
thank
more
about
thank
you so much for having me.
So you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk, channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, 11th of May. Summer is on its way. It's almost here. I'm joined in the studio today. My co-host is the fabulous Molly Wright from Molly Media.
Hi.
We have just been hearing from our guest, Tanya Emery from Base Academy. And of course, Paul is with us today as ever, just making sure I do things right, I guess. Keeping an eye on me. And we're going to go to a musical break. And then when we come back, we have got lots of events to share with you. And I'm just have to say that I got Tanya to choose a song that I'm going to play now. And we went through them and we chose this because she said it's true. She wants it all.
I want it all.
Don't we all want it all?
Just an Eddie Creeper, light on his feet. A young fighter screaming, with no time for doubt. With the pain and anger, can't see a way out. It ain't much of asking, I heard him say. Gotta find me a future, move out of my way. I want it all.
Helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns.
ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. This is the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 11th of May. I am joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, Molly Wright of Molly Riddle Media.
Hello.
Hello. We've just been hearing her Welsh accent, which was quite funny.
It's very good. No, that wasn't very good. That was awful.
We're joined in the studio. Our guest today is the lovely Tanya Emery from Base Academy. Hi. We've just been hearing Tanya's fabulous story about how she wanted to be a beautician since the age of 8.
Nine.
I think it's quite...
Is it 9?
No, it's 8.
Oh, it was 8. Yeah. Oh, it was 9.
Yeah, right. I have a good memory sometimes.
I don't.
And I listen sometimes.
Sometimes.
But she's quite amazing because so many people, I don't know many people that have stuck with the profession that they decided to want to have as a kid, because I changed my mind 100 times.
Yeah, most people do.
Yeah. Which is also fine, by the way. And so we've been hearing about Tanya's story. We have had a few tweets in. We've had a tweet from the fabulous Kate from Athelbray Limited, at Athelbray Limited on the Twitter. She tweeted yesterday because she was completely confused about what day of the week it is. Which often happens
bank
when it's
holiday.
Bank holidays.
Yeah.
Is that what day is it? And luckily she was wrong that it wasn't Friday yesterday. Otherwise we would all be completely out of sync because today would be Saturday and we shouldn't be here. So
yeah.
Anyway, just to confuse
you. Still
be
in bed.
Exactly. But she wants to let us know, they've got a new date for the assertive communication course that they run. It's on the 11th of July at Brands Hatch Place, for full day and practical and fun training. Let's hope that's just a false alarm and then we haven't got to evacuate the building as the fire alarm goes off.
Okay.
Maybe would you like to go and check?
Paul's going to investigate. Well, you know what? But don't worry.
We'll keep going.
We will die for this show.
We will make sure we get to the end of the hour. We can leave in 20 minutes, not before. Anyway, if you want to find out, it's a full day of practical and full training. It's just £299 person and discounts available for charities. Call Kate on 01892 832 059 and find out about their assertive communication on the 11th of July. We're okay. We're safe.
Put it out.
He's a hero.
He's put the fire out. That's fine. We will carry on. You know, Molly and I would have stayed anyway, wouldn't we, Mol?
I'm here to the bitter end.
Yeah. Till the flames are lapping at our ankles.
We have not announced all the amazing events that are happening and we won't be there, but my goodness, everyone else, we need to
exactly.
let them
know. Yeah, but some of the events can't happen without me, so I'll leave you keep going, okay?
Yeah.
To be fair, actually, some of the events couldn't happen without you either, so.
I'll stay.
There we go. Tanya will take over. We have also had a shout out from the lovely Lisa Settle at Tailcare Limited. Hi, Lisa. Emily from Pink Spaghetti at Pink Spag M on the Twitter. I've got that wrong. I'm like, Pink
You really
Pink
struggle
Spag
with
M. I'm trying to remember what it was. Let me just tweet Pink Spag _ M. A Lee.
they'll get that. They'll hear that. And we've also got Caroline Bruce, one of my favorite. Oh, I'm still after the red dress that she's a dressmaker, and she Amanda planned and hosted this amazing event called the Gorillas and Gowns event at Portlaoise Hotel, and Caroline debuted her collection there, and she had two dresses on there that were unbelievable. And literally, she's got this great British dress, and it's like to the floor, and a red dress that's got a cape.
Oh, the red dress.
Beautiful. Well, she said, good morning, Amanda. Looking forward to the Networkers networking event next week.
Oh, yes, Caroline's coming along. You know the only reason Caroline's coming to this one, don't you?
Why's that?
Going on safari.
Oh, because it's Port Lim. I feel like me, you, and Caroline are huge fans. Anyone who's been to Port Lim and worked at Port Lim just wants to keep going back there.
Well, let's go straight into that then. Come on, let's tell everybody about the Networkers networking event, which is next week.
So
Thursday.
I know. So it's all happening next week. So it's Thursday. Is it Thursday the 19th?
Thursday is the 17th.
It's my daddy's birthday.
Is it your daddy's birthday? Well, it's important to remember that.
I know. So I thought, you know.
Actually, you haven't got it there because I gave it to Paul and he never gave it back.
There we go.
But we know all about it.
Yes, we do.
The Networkers networking event, which is next Thursday at Port Lim from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. It is a 4-day event all about networking. We have three amazing speakers. We have the lovely Ali Holland, who was on last week.
Yes.
Who is going to be talking about the psychology of networking and masterminding. Ali runs the Enact masterminding group. So we're going to find out about sometimes people, when you've been networking, it's like, what's the next transition? How can I continue growing and building? And masterminding is a fantastic way to do that. So we're going to be hearing from Ali. We're going to be hearing from the very lively Amy McManus. From AM Marketing.
I cannot wait to meet her.
Have you not met her yet?
No, I haven't. Oh my God. We're doing two events together, speaking, and I've never met her.
These two people in the same room together, it's going to be quite dangerous.
That could be car crash territory.
It's
going to
be just like, for everyone
else,
Clash
of the Titans.
The amount of energy in the room is going to be explosive.
Yeah. I love it.
It's going to be great. It's fantastic. Can you imagine a conversation between the two of them?
Absolutely.
You'll just be hearing shouting. We'll just don't pick us up and put us in with the monkeys.
It was just how fast. It was just how fast you both talk.
Yeah. When the energy of the two of them collide, we could have something, you know, like
a new black hole form or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we could create antimatter or something, couldn't we?
We could rule the world.
Could rule the world. It's going to be amazing. But Amy is going to be covering obviously digital marketing and digital online networking. You know, you could take your networking online and offline. And of course, we have the wonderful, gorgeous Molly, what's your name? Molly Wright.
Molly Moodle. Yes.
And you're going to be talking about, again, obviously connecting social media and how you can network online, social media wise, and obviously then take it offline to meet people in person. So
exactly.
It's going to be great. We have 50 great business owners. We have some of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent. And we are at the stunning, stunning Port Lim Hotel.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be awesome. And we do have an added bonus. If you want to join us for the full day, if you can't join us for the full day, you just want to pop in when you want to, you can book for that. And you can join us at 3:30 for We're Going on Safari. We're doing a networking safari around their Asian and African experience. It's going to be amazing. To find out more details and to book your place, you haven't got long. It's next week. Go to www.butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
It is so worth it. And I honestly mean this from the bottom of my heart. Then every time we've gone to the Networkers networking event, it is so much fun. And everyone's energy is just so high. And you are chatting to everyone. Anyone and everyone are talking. You don't sort of find people forming into groups and sticking with the people they know. They talk to absolutely everyone. And you know what? Last time we had little mastermind groups happening at once, didn't we? Talking about some topics.
Yeah, little workshops. We're doing those again this time.
Oh, no, that worked perfectly. Yeah, and there was so many great bonding sessions. So yeah, if you are going to go to at least one event this year, there's so many good ones, but make this one. Come to this one.
Brilliant. Yeah, definitely. What else have you got over there, Mel?
So, I'm a very fortunate young lady at the moment because I'm involved in a lot of really amazing events recently, and this is one of them. So I cannot wait. This is actually going to be my first one that I'm going to. This, it's ZC Live. It's the 1-day social media and digital event in Kent. Now, Zoe Cairns started up ZC Live about 7-8 years ago, and she has done such an amazing job for spreading awareness of the importance of being on social media. And this event is totally catered for people who either have a sound understanding of social media, are getting started, or for the pros who want to know the latest on what's going on in the industry. So we have the international speaker, Zoe Kent, will be talking. Matthew Scott from the Kent Police Commissioner from Kent Police. There's going to be so much going on there. And you can book on for free and even for a free breakfast as well.
Free breakfast?
I know. Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello. I'm going to be there. So it's Friday the 1st of June, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. And it's at Strood Academy, Carnation Road in Rochester, Kent. If you need the postcode, just in case, if you think, is that a bit too far for me? It's not too far. It's ME22SX. Book onto that. Go onto ZC Live. Google it. You'll find the link and book on, because that is going to be amazing. Friday the 1st of June.
Fantastic. Well, you know what's coming up next week, which I think I gave you the details of actually to read out, but we must mention it because it's actually next Wednesday.
Yep.
Kent Vision Live.
Ah, Kent Vision Live. Kent, you know Vision what? Live. Talking about, because at Network is Networking event, we're talking about the power of networking through social media, and they are doing a fantastic job. Kent Vision Live, it's next week, and I kid you not, every business that's going to Kent has either got a stand or are going to be talking talking to everyone all day.
But that's trouble. All the businesses are there, so nobody will be attending because they're all exhibiting.
Exactly. Well, no, but it's going to be so amazing. And they've done a really fantastic job of making sure that their marketing message is put out there. They've got these beautiful graphic designs of their characters, and it says, we are exhibiting at Kent Vision Live, or we are attending Kent Vision Live. And I've seen that so much on my Twitter profile. So if you do want to see who is in the Kent business scene, as well as the Networkers Networking event, come along to Kent Vision Live, because I think that's going to be really fantastic.
And it's free, isn't it? So if you go to kentvision.co.uk.
Yep, and it's 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. And it's, if you don't know where it is, it's at the Kent Event Centre in Detling. So go on to, for more details and to book your free place, visit www.kentvision-live.co.uk.
Fantastic.
It's probably Kent's premier business programme as well, isn't it? It's been going quite a while now.
Yes.
And it's probably the biggest event that we have in Kent.
Yeah, for business owners. Mm.
Yeah, no.
It's great.
It's incredible. Yeah. I can't believe how many people have pulled out and pulled up and said, I'm going to this event.
Mm.
It's fantastic. See, I'm really looking forward to it. It is totally event season, and I love it.
Event season.
It's
open season on events.
Yes.
Well, mate, as we were saying earlier off air, you see like a little bit of a trend with events, and it tends to go through February when everyone's gotten back after Christmas and back into the mood of it. May, you know, your mid-season and all getting there, and then obviously everyone slows down a bit through June. There's a few in June, and then obviously July, August, it goes dead, apart from summer parties, and then September, October, it kicks off again.
Well, I mean, I've got a little announcement, all to be revealed soon.
Oh,
Molly.
I know.
Really? Is it that, or is it that?
No. Okay, can I just tell you what this is? Amanda just pointed at her wedding finger, which, trust me, if you didn't know from now, then you know it hasn't happened, because if I was engaged, you'd know about it in the first
Tom, close your ears now, mate.
I know. No. Trust me, he's been ignoring me for years. Mm-hmm. And then Amanda pointing at her belly. No, Amanda, that is just me being greedy and wanting to go and eat all the chocolate cake that everyone's having their birthdays this season. So, no, but actually, I've been talking to Roland Stanley of Dragon Co-working, and he's asked me to do another event. The LinkedIn event went really well.
Fabulous.
We're going to be doing another one. So all to be revealed soon. Go onto my website, www.mollymoodle.com, and go into the news section or event section. I have an event section. There's so much going on. But speaking of another event, mm-hmm. a huge event, mm-hmm. and it's happening soon. They're all happening so soon. But this is a big one, and this is where it gets professional stand city. I've actually got a stand at this event, and I kid you not, I have put so much thought and energy into how I'm going to make it as bright and bold as possible, because I feel like competition's there. This is the Venues and Events Expo Southeast, and this is at the Kent Event Centre in Detling, and it's on the Thursday, the 31st of May, and it's from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. I mean, I could have been there. You could have done it a 12-hour day.
You can if you want to. I'm going to be there all night the night before, so you can
join me. Like I will as well. I don't know. I'll get the phone call. Actually, yeah, no, I'm turning up really early for this one. So This is, and it's true, Amanda, isn't it? It's the first event of its kind in the Southeast. It's a one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs, and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for events. And it is so amazing, because I work with companies who, I mean, when I was a student, I worked in the wedding industry, so I knew a lot of venues and catering suppliers and everything like that. But then working with a company who specialize who work in weddings, and then connecting with other business owners online who work at weddings, it's sometimes hard to sort of put a face to names and remembering brands. So to actually say, listen, if you're planning a wedding and you work with brides and you need to recommend a marquee hire company or a makeup artist or a VA or some or venue finder or just someone, an event manager.
Can we just say that before people get confused, this is not a wedding show?
No, but it's true.
Nothing to do with weddings, okay?
but if you need to connect with those people in your industry who are in the event industry, this is for you.
I mean, some of the other people that need to think about coming to this, because it's free to come as well, are people that run networking groups, because there'll be loads of different venues there. And not only that, training companies, from two points of view, one to find venues, but there's also a lot of activity-based organisations there. So people that do, activities that you have on a training course, like building things and making things.
Team building, wine tasting, food making.
Yeah, all kinds of barista stuff. But there are people that are involved in the training industry providing those kind of events for trainers. Yeah. So you can find a venue and an organisation to work with. So it's going to be great.
And that's the thing. You're not even just networking there. You're getting a fountain of knowledge from industry professionals and experts.
Guess what I'm doing there?
Oh, go on.
Go on, guess what I'm doing.
No, I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm chairing.
Yeah.
The silent seminar.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that.
Can we explain the silent seminar, please?
You can have a go.
I'm in the silent seminar,
aren't
I? You
are in the silent seminar, yeah.
Does that mean I should learn sign language?
I put Molly and Amy, the two loudest people, in silent seminar.
Yeah, so and my job is to go, Molly, shut up.
Story of my life. So at the event, we've got Gavin Farley and Richard Harper from Into Events. QB Springer, is it QB?
Yep, QB.
QB, yeah. What a name, I love that. QB Springer from She Builds Brands. Hacks. Now, what's Hacks's full name?
Mike Hacker
Hacks from Prisma Broadcast. Amanda Flanders from Effortless Events. Effortless Events?
No, from Butterfly's Business Events.
Where's talking about Effortless Events. Well, that is not written down on my episode. So I'll be there as well, and I'll be talking about how to provide social media management around your event. Amy McNannis, my new best friend, who I haven't met yet, who's going to be talking about Google marketing for your events, which is imperative. People need to learn more about Google and what's happening there, because that is where you're going to be found, as well as social media. Anyway, I digress. Richard Bell from Cybersecurity and GDPR for events. Hello. I'm going to make a friend out of him, because GDPR is scary and we need to know more. Thursday the 31st of May at the Kent Event Centre. You'll be able to meet him there and all the speakers and all of the amazing people in the workshops and everything.
Yeah, as Paul said, this is for the events industry, but we want to invite every single business in Kent. Come along. It's something new for Kent. It's never happened before. It's going to be fun. You're going to make good connections. And also you can try out the workshops. We've got cocktail masterclasses. We've got wine tasting. We've got canapé making. And in the team building with Bite networking workshop, you're going to be making toys for gorillas.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Wait, so what you're trying to say is that I need to get a lift to the event, because wine tasting might get a bit cray-cray.
Exactly.
Amanda's absolutely right. You know, there's so many things going on at this thing that there's virtually no one that shouldn't go, because there's something for everyone. I know people will say that, but there really is. There's lots of happening. And it's new. It's a completely new event. So, support it. It's free.
Exactly. Book your place.
Yeah.
Venueseventsexpo.co.uk. Just quickly do this one, because this is coming up in June, and June is not that far away now. It's Tuesday the 26th of June at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes, and it is the next Grow Kent Maidstone and Business Show. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and with the Grow Kents, you can learn from the speakers who have been there and done it. Where else can you meet hundreds of new businesses and build a strong network? And they are a very cost-effective way of showcasing how great your business is. Network, exhibit, or speak, or all three. Look at the videos and hear what others to say about the previous exhibitors. In 1955, the average business life expectancy was 75 years. Today, it's just 15 years. Come along and learn everything you need to know, and some of the best in the world to help you grow. So that is the next Grow Kent coming up on Tuesday, the 26th of June. There's loads of great speakers. There's lots going on. There's going to be exhibitors. So if you go to www.growkent.co.uk or go on the Biz Radio website and look up the business events, you can find out more about that and book your free. This is a free one, so you can book your free place. Go along Tuesday, 26th of June.
There's also the Business Awards after that as well in the evening.
Yes.
The Maidstone Business Awards.
Absolutely.
There you go. Speaking more on social media, Social Day is going to be happening, and it's going to be huge this year because they've got a 3-day event and they have pulled in everyone in the marketing scene to come along and talk. Now, just to name a few, are you ready for this? So at the event is going to be Bruce Daisley, head of Twitter, EMEA, Dean Johnson, head of innovation from Brandwidth, Ed Couchman, head of agencies for Facebook, and Jana Damar, oh my God, Damanhuri, I hope I said that right. I'm so sorry if I've said that, Jana, wrong. Head of social at Jungle Creations. That's just to name a few. I mean, there are so many amazing people that are going to be there. Sean King.
Including you.
Including me.
I'm Molly. Molly's going to be there.
You're all over the place that week, aren't you?
I am. It's crazy. I'm trying to get everything organised now, especially for my little stand. I'm really excited about my stand, Amanda.
You know what, actually, I was going to say? Because you know I keep moaning about you, how bland your office is at the moment.
Yes.
You can put your stand stuff in your office and brighten your office up.
No, but I have a master plan for the office. That's why it's okay. So bland.
Well, we'll discuss that later because we're nearly running out of time.
That's true.
So where can people find out details about that? Give them the address, website address.
For Social Day, if you do want to book on, tickets start from £150. Trust me, it's worth it if you want to take your social media seriously. It's www.socialday.co.uk.
Fantastic. Now, we are fast running out of time. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but there is one there from Peter Sell, the Biz Doctors. I think I gave it to you. Can you read that out? Because he's going to be at the Kent Vision next week and he wants people to visit him, and also he's doing an event. So let's make that our last event today.
Fantastic. The Business Doctors, again, as Amanda just said, it's at Kent Vision Live, Wednesday the 16th of May, and it's starting at 9 a.m. and running to 4 p.m. So if you're not sure what the next step is for your business and you want to scale up your business, or if you've come across to the point where you want to exit your business, come and visit Business Doctors at Stand 441. They're so imperative that you can pick up advice from that just from attending a free event. So find out how he can help for you when you register your place at Kent Vision Live at www.businessdoctors.co.uk.
Fantastic. Go and check that out. We are coming fast to the end of the show. I've got a few shout outs to do. I need to give a shout out to Gary Norris. I can't remember his surname for a minute. Sorry, Gary, of Diamond Digital Printers, at Diamond Digital on the printer. He's my printer, and the guy is just
amazing. Incredible.
He always helps. You know, I emailed him yesterday and I said, can you please print off these posters and send them to the Kent Event Centre by Tuesday next week? Because they're going to put them up in the toilets at Kent Vision for the Venues and Events Expo. Yep, no problem. And off they went. Can you just do this? Yep, no problem, and done. So he is my printer, and if you want any printing done, he does it quick, he does it efficiently,
and they're beautiful.
And he does such a good job.
Yeah,
so pretty. So that's Gary. And also, I do have to give a shout out for my business partner in the Venues Events Expo, who's working tirelessly with me, the lovely Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues. She's at Clear Cut Venues on the Twitter. Go check out our website, Clear Cut Venues. She is a venue finder, and she will find a venue for you for your event, and she won't charge you a penny. It's a free service. Yep. So go and check her out. She's definitely worth a look. It's an amazing service. We've had a shout out from who was it? I just missed it. Just why does it disappear? You see, it moves so fast and then it's gone. And then there we go. It's disappeared. But anyway.
Thank you for the shout out. Our mystery friend.
Our mystery friend, whoever you are. I do apologise. We will give you a shout out next week. So you have been listening to the Business Bunker Extra on channelradio.co.uk with and bizradio.co.uk with my fabulous co-host today, Molly Wright.
Thank you.
Molly
Hello.
Moodle Media. And if you didn't know her website by now, it's mollymoodle.com. Check her out and check out her new branding that's coming next week.
Yes, I'm really excited.
I'm very excited.
There's a lot happening, so it's good.
So excited. Our guest today has been the lovely Tanya Emery from Base Academy. It's been a long
I feel like you want to say Tamara.
Tamara.
Yeah, because of Emery.
Good job you didn't say that at the beginning of the week.
No, tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah. And of course, as you can hear, Paul has been here today. We will be back next week. And next week on my show, I have got Richard Bell is back, our Richard Bell. So we're going to be doing some cybersecurity talk. He's co-hosting and we're talking cybersecurity. So listen in. If you've got any questions about cybersecurity or just security in general with your business, give us a tweet. And our guest is Gareth Keynes from ZC Social Media. Gareth is going to be coming in and telling us all about ZC Live and why we should all go. on Tuesday, Paul has got some more great guests on his show. And if I had time, I'd let you tell us who they are, but I haven't, so you can't.
I won't then.
Yeah. This show is Tuesday, 1 till 3. Listen in. We will be back next week. And maybe I'll be able to speak. Maybe I'm not. Who knows? But it's fun. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.